Nebuchadnezzar was king of the strange, wonderfully rich and powerful kingdom of Babylon. And although he was wise, he decided he would have an idol made, a statue of himself which all the people would worship. So his craftsmen made a statue of the king, 90 feet high and of pure gold. Then Nebuchadnezzar called together all the important people of the kingdom and told them they must all fall down and worship his statue. And should anyone fail to do this, he was to be cast into a furnace of burning fire. The trumpets blew the signal, and all fell down to worship except 3 men, who stood out like lone trees against the sky, and their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king was furious. He said, "I'll give you another chance. When the trumpets blow again and the music sounds, you bow down." "We do not need another chance," said the 3. "We shall not worship your gods, nor adore the golden statue you have made. We worship only our God." Anger blackened Nebuchadnezzar's face. He ordered that the fiery furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual, and he told his strongest soldiers to bind the men hand and foot and to throw them into the fire. The heat of the fire was increased so much that the soldiers who cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace were burned to death as they stood outside. Down the 3 men fell, hurtling into the flames in the pit below. And safely above, from a tall tower, Nebuchadnezzar and his court watched the destruction of the men who bowed only to the Lord. But what they saw was not the destruction of 3 men, but a miracle. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood in the center of the furnace, flames leaping around them, and not a hair of their heads nor a thread of the mantles was singed. They walked in the middle of the fire, calm and cool, praising God and blessing the Lord. The king's servants built the fire higher and higher, with brimstone and pitch and dry sticks, until the flames leaped more than 70 feet into the air. But the angel of the Lord went down with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and drove the fire away till they stood in an island of cool, dewy wind. "All ye works of the Lord, bless the Lord," they sang. "Praise and exalt him above all forever." Nebuchadnezzar shouted in astonishment, "Did we not throw 3 men, bound and tied, into the fire? I see 4 men, loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the 4th is like the Son of God." Then the king went to the door of the furnace and shouted into the flames, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out of the fire." And they came out, and not a hair had been singed, not a thread charred. There was not even a smell of fire about the 3 of them. Nebuchadnezzar cried so that all could hear him, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered those who believed in him and would not adore any god but him. Hear then my decree, that every nation and people who shall speak blasphemy against this God shall be destroyed, for there is no other God that can save like this." Then he promoted the 3 young men to even greater positions, gave them gifts, and went home to the palace in silence. He was ashamed of what he had done, the statue, the furnace, and he wanted to be alone to ponder the God whose power he had seen. That night he had a dream. He saw a tree so tall it reached to heaven and could be seen from all lands. Its leaves were beautiful. It bore much fruit, and every living thing ate from it and sheltered under its branches. Then an angel came down and cried, "Cut down the tree. Let the beasts and birds run from it, but leave the stump in the earth, and let it be tied with a band of iron and brass among the grass, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven. And let his heart become like a beast's until 7 times pass over him, till the living know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of heaven." That was the dream. No one could explain it. No one, that is, except Daniel, friend and countryman of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And this is what he told the king. "You are the tree you saw in the dream, O king. You are powerful and strong, and your power reaches to heaven itself. But you shall be cut down like the tree. You shall be cast out from among men, and eat grass like an ox, and live among the beasts, till you know that the Most High God is the true King. But the stump of the tree will remain, which means your kingdom will wait for you till the seven times have passed over you, and you have learned that all power is from heaven. This is exactly what seized Nebuchadnezzar. A strange, fierce, creeping change took place. He was driven out of the palace and treated as all insane men of his time were treated, that is, thrown into the wilderness to take care of himself. And he ate grass like an ox. His nails grew curved like birds' claws, and his hair grew long and wilder than eagle's feathers. He crawled on all fours like an animal. Then, when the time had come, his sense returned, and in a rush of happiness he raised his eyes to heaven and blessed the name of the Lord. So again Nebuchadnezzar stood with straight back on 2 feet and stretched out his arms to glory in the goodness of the Lord who had thrown him down and picked him up again. Joyfully he returned to his palace and called Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and said to them, I brought you to this palace years ago that you could learn all that Babylon had to teach. And I was proud of our learning and of our sciences. I scoffed at you, my prisoners from the little kingdom of Judah. But now I ask you, will you teach me the great glory of Judah? Teach me to worship your God. And till the day he died, Nebuchadnezzar served the Lord.